This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Okay, here's a new fad for the season. You know, ugly Christmas sweaters have been a thing for several years now. This summer, man rompers came out of nowhere to be a fashion trend. Well, there are online retailers this year pushing ugly man Christmas rompers for the holidays. Elf rompers, Christmas tree rompers, and more. They sell for about $100. Well, to each his own. According to the latest Pew Research poll, 80% of us now say the American dream is achievable. 36% said they're living the American dream, while 46% say they're making progress toward it and believe it's within reach. And interesting, only 40% say the American dream involves money and the accumulation of wealth. In Japan, Kentucky Fried Chicken is selling bath bombs that make your bathwater smell like fried chicken. The bath bombs come in the shape of a drumstick and are carefully crafted with 11 herbs and spices. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy was at the store the other day, passed by some pop that said salted caramel Pepsi. Yeah, it's on sale now around the country, limited edition for the holidays. According to people who've tried it, it tastes like normal Pepsi as you drink it, but it has a sweet aftertaste like butterscotch. And if that's not enough liquid sugar for you, there's also a new Mountain Dew flavor out for the season called Holiday Brew. It's a mix of regular Mountain Dew and their Code Red. Hey, how much do you like ranch dressing? Enough to buy it by the keg? Yeah, they've started selling kegs of ranch dressing. Well, technically mini kegs. They're about 10 inches tall. They keep the dressing insulated and fresh. And the company says each one contains a year's supply of ranch. By the way, it costs $50. Perfect Christmas gift for the ranch lover. Check it out at flavorgallery.com. Here are a few random facts. The U.S. Department of Defense buys the most explosive devices in the world. Who's number two? Walt Disney Company, because of all the fireworks they buy for their parks. Maine lobster actually refers to a species of lobster called Homarus americanus. It doesn't necessarily mean it comes from Maine. They could come from as far south as Jersey. And no American has ever died outside the Earth's atmosphere. The three people who did die were Russian cosmonauts on the Soyuz 11 in 1971. It depressurized and killed them. Very stressful time at work for so many right now, and a paradox, as it's the happiest time of the year at the job and the most stressful time of the year. People polled said balancing holiday events and your job is tough. Taking time off and coming back to a giant pile of work adds to the stress. Having a lot of people on vacation leading to more work for everybody else is on the list. Trying to figure out what gifts to buy for your coworkers and clients. Going to holiday events. So what would make things less stressful? Almost half say if they got a nice Christmas bonus, that would help. Oh yeah. And people whose moms nagged them when they were growing up turn out to be more successful as adults. Yeah. They're more likely to go to college and avoid making really dumb life choices. And in most cases, they have better jobs. Researchers say, quote, no matter how hard we try to avoid our parents' recommendations, it's likely that they ended up influencing our choices. In other words, your mom is still in your head at all times, steering the ship. Even if you think you're an adult making your own decisions, I can still hear mom saying, now go clean your room. Want to make sure you know, since we've carried one of Elite Panther football for the last couple of weekends here during the playoffs, that We have the Michigan-Ohio State game for you this Saturday here on Cozy. So we'll be moving the high school football district Waterville Eats Jackson Lumen Christie game to our sister station, 98.3 The Coast. Free game at 12:40, kickoff at 1 o'clock this Saturday. Again, that'll be on 98.3 The Coast. Go Panthers! Finally, knuckleheads in the news out of Ocala, Florida, where police got word last week that 27-year-old April Forrest was posing as a prostitute. Apparently, when clients would show up, she and a guy who was posing as her pimp would rob them at gunpoint. So the cops found her ads online and set up an undercover sting to try to catch her. And last Thursday, one of the cops posed as a client to go meet April, who was posing as a hooker. But she and her partner, a 32-year-old guy named Lee Hall, got spooked and drove off and threw a weapon out of the car, which turned out to be a fake gun. Eventually, the fake client caught up with the fake hooker and her fake pimp, who just gotten rid of the fake gun. Is anything real here? The Daily Buzz. Something I should buzz about? Send it to me, please, paul@wcsy.com. You can always leave a message on Facebook or Twitter me. Send me a tweet, @SuperHitsPaul, back 637-2675, or drop the info off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Remember, podcasts of this Daily Buzz and others available at WCSY.com, our website, and other great podcasting outlets like iTunes. Become a subscriber to the Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landbecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.